Today's program has been brought to you by S. Wallace Edwards & Sons, third-generation cure masters producing the country's best dry-cured and aged hams, bacon, and sausage. For more information, visit SurreyFarms.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
This is the news.
Hi, I'm here with Sarah Borok, an environmental scientist from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. Sarah, between California's drought and the agricultural demands of the Central Valley, there has been significant stress put on local wild salmon populations. This situation echoes the catastrophic 2002 fish kill on the Klamath River, when 70,000 salmon died from gill rot caused by low water levels and drought. Some measures have recently been put in place to protect the salmon. What's happening with the salmon now?
I can tell you that the Trinity River, which is a major tributary to the Klamath River, its water is diverted to the Central Valley, and this year the Bureau of Reclamation was not originally going to release water from the Trinity that was scheduled to be diverted to the Central Valley, but the local tribes and fishing groups took the senators and the people from the Bureau out on the river to show them how bad the conditions were on the river and how close we were to a fish kill. And in the end, they decided to release some of the water down the Trinity and into the Klamath to help keep the fish from dying.
And do you think that's going to be effective?
Yes. There's a group I belong to, which is Klamath Fish Health Assessment Team, and it's made up of California Fish and Wildlife, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Yurok Tribe, the Hoopa Tribe, the Karuk Tribe, Quartz Valley Tribes, the U.S. Forest Service, Klamath River Keepers, Guides Associations. It's all the people who work on the river regularly. We have no funding for this group, but we've formed this group after the 2002 fish kill to keep an eye on the river to make sure we never have a fish kill again. And we were all pretty much poised to go out and count another fish kill. It was that close. This water, we think, has gotten us out of the woods, the released water from the Trinity, but we're going into our driest, warmest part of the year right now. So we're still on high alert.
Thank you for your time, Sarah. This is Elizabeth Sachs reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.